Hi, hello, good afternoon. My name is Rick. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're calling regarding a survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling you anything, and I will not ask you for no donation. Can I please have a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey, ma'am?
Sure.
Okay. Now, let me see. Okay. Ma'am, is this Mrs. Clark Davis?
Is it what?
Mrs. Clark Davis?
No.
Okay, is there another person in the household that is over 18 years old?
I am.
Okay, awesome. We can do this, ma'am. Now, let's see. Okay, first of all, you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, ma'am, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think it's going okay.
Okay. And I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River, ending community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again, ma'am?
What's your question about it?
If you know exactly what I'm talking about, this Levine.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And let me see. Okay. Ma'am, I'm sorry to ask you this. And what year were you born?
1965.
Okay. Still young. Okay. All right, ma'am. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race?
White.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say fair.
Just fair. Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say that would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay? Now, first up is more parks and recreational opportunities.
Price 3.
Thank you. More good-paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
3.
3. And better public transportation options.
4.
Thank you. More affordable housing units options to rent or buy.
Probably 5.
Okay, more dining and entertainment options.
2.
And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
3.
Okay, ma'am. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I guess it would be retired.
Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
It seems about right.
About the right amount? Okay. Mm-hmm. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I would think it's about right.
Okay. And thinking about commercial development, I am going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more or of that kind of business in Levine. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
More.
Is that yes strongly or yes somewhat? No?
Somewhat.
Okay. And dollar stores and discount chains?
Somewhat.
Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Yes, strongly?
Yes.
Okay. How about restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues?
Somewhat.
And doctor's offices and hospitals?
Somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Laveen, ma'am?
I don't know. What were the choices?
No, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
I would say restaurants would be good.
Any particular restaurant?
I like the Olive Garden.
Nice. Okay. Olive Garden. Okay, ma'am. And switching gears a bit, ma'am, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem? Or a very big problem?
I'd say a slight problem.
Okay. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem? Moderate problem? A fairly big problem? Or a very big problem, ma'am?
I'd say that, too, would be a slight problem.
Thank you. And still thinking about residential development, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of houses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Single-family detached homes. Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat. No?
yes, somewhat.
Okay. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
That also somewhat.
Thank you. How about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. And what about housing options for seniors?
Yes. More.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay. Yes, strongly? Got it.
Yes.
Okay. And, ma'am, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? More than 20 years?
I think 11 to 12, the whatever one that was.
11 to 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, or are you renting your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent an apartment.
Thank you. Now, ma'am, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you strongly favor? You somewhat favor? Somewhat oppose? Strongly oppose?
I would say somewhat favor.
Somewhat in favor. Okay. Mm-hmm. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Somewhat.
Somewhat oppose, somewhat favor?
Favor.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
I would favor that.
You would favor that?
Yes.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Somewhat favor.
Okay, ma'am. And the last one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Somewhat favor.
Okay, ma'am. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
of high school. Oh, no, I went to college.
Okay, well, some college.
I have an associate's degree in college.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Associate's degree in college. Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount, please. Less than 25 grand, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,000 and one to 75,000, 75,000.
The 25 to 50.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Oh, Lori.
Lori?
Yes.
L-A-U-R-Y?
L-O-R-I.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Lori, this concludes your survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.